Really? That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. And you were saying about one of your songs being one of the most known in Tanzania.
Most played song in the world.
There we go. We don't get that very often on a Sunday afternoon. We don't get any most of anything in the world.
Yes.
Normally I've got stuff like, you know, this is the 14th most successful jazz album from the south of Sheffield or something. But yeah, go on, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it features in a game. It was the first single that I released and first song I ever wrote, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with my £5 piano on Exeter Drive, out of tune, two octave down. I wrote Mingi.
Yeah.
And I released, recorded Mingi with Maurice, and we released it in 2009 single. That single made it to GTA, Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, GTA 5.
Yeah. You a keen player?
I've never played it.
You like to do a little bit of carjacking online?
God forbid.
Of an evening.
It's adult program, guys.
Yes.
Gosh.
Yeah.
No, so, I didn't know what it was.
It was a bit mind-blowing. Sometimes some students on have like, you know, I teach would be like, yeah, I know that tune from listening to it on the radio in a game.
And yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yes, they do. It's shocking.
Hey, it don't matter, does it? It don't matter. It's where you get to hear it. So
it's made it into, it doesn't take the big out of it. You know, it's, well, yeah, the most played Swahili song in the world.
There you go. We're going to have to play that in a bit, then, aren't we, to make it even more the most.
Yep.
So we'll give it an extra one, right?
Give it most.
Give it more most. Come on, pick another track off your new album.
Okay, so you didn't want Pam Pam? Okay, let's
go.
Let's go through the list.
It's just I know what that's
let's
about
go,
now.
Okay,
I want
let's,
another,
okay, let's,
that's
let's,
vaguely threatening.
Let's go up through the list. I can't.
Okay, you got, there's the Jogu. I'm going to get it wrong now.
Jogu.
See?
Yeah.
I've done it again. Oh, I like that second one.
Yeah, Lady.
Yeah, I really
okay.
like that one.
Yeah.
But it's not up to me, it's your album.
Yeah, Lady's good. They're all good.
They're all brilliant.
They're all brilliant, playing the lot.
Should we go for that one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Ya lighting in the tambo. Sigi with amani mengi. Kila ninu kukumbuka. Tell me if it's a maku, be a ulizoni talkie.
wanavyosema. Ni kweli kama wanavyosema. Adui wako huwa juu, karibu ya kutambua. Wakati mwingi unakuwa, wakati mwingi wadibu. Ndio maadui makuu, usitafute mbali.
Yala iti ninge lijuu, yala iti ninge tambu. Sijui kama ni mengia, ila ninyu kukumbuka. Yala iti ninge lijuu, yala iti ninge tambu. Sijui kama ni mengia, ila ninyu kukumbuka.
Ni wale wale fikiri, ni yale yale fikiri. Iyo pengine huju, anayo sababisha. Sisi bina ajamu, sisi bina ajamu. Kuna wakati topokea.
Okay, so we just heard. I thought there was some feedback, but it's not. It's the next track coming in. So we just heard the second track. Yeah, Lady. Was that all right?
Lady, yeah, Lady. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going to make it as your Swahili backing singer.
No, you're doing really well.
No, that's very nice of you, but you don't have to say that. Yeah, we were just saying that's got a nice little street soul vibe to it.
Right.
And then I don't know, like
yeah.
What does that one mean?
Yeah, lady. If only I knew, I wouldn't have, you know, if only I knew, yeah, lady. So, like, if only I knew, I wouldn't have taken you out, I wouldn't have bought this for you, I wouldn't go there, I wouldn't, but it's, if only I knew, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Should we go into one of your old, in fact, before we do that, what's the best place? Because we talked about how it is, you know, a much more difficult environment for musicians out there. That's no secret about that.
And I kind of feel no, like, yeah.
And also, I just think, you know, now you have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the promo, all the stuff. Mm. You've got to be everything all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to support your music? What's the best way? I mean, you know, because obviously there's some platforms which are quite notorious for giving you 0.0.7.
I know. What do you do? I mean, again, this is a thing that every artist is struggling with, guys, at the moment. And I don't know how we're going to fix that, really.
Mm.
But, you know, support coming to my gigs, book me for a live gig, and go to Bandcamp, you know, that will help because the money goes straight to the artist.
Yeah.
And, you know, do whatever you can. And the main thing also to spread the message and enjoy my music. So if you can't afford it, enjoy the best way. You know how. I'll be happy. Just learn the lyrics.
Yeah. Just learn the lyrics. Don't make a fool of yourself when you turn up. Otherwise, you'll get... Oh, where's it gone?
Codder lyrics.
You'll get codder... you don't want that. You don't want that when you've turned up to a gig.
You'll be coddled.
Oh, if you get coddled. I went to see Mim Sullivan the other night. What was the gig like? It was all right until
well,
she
started coddling it.
She started
everyone.
Coddling me. Right, should we pick an album? Pick any album.
Okay, we'll go for Adira Adira.
Yeah, but which album? Adira Adira.
Yeah.
So you're going right back to 2016.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pick a track on there. Okay, tell us which one you want to play.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Which is conveniently the one that's come up the top.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us a little bit about this album then. So 2016.
Yeah. So oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. As I was just into my musicianship. Really, as you can see, so album. There's the third album, that one. But the song, I wrote that song back in 2007 even.
Yeah.
And I was a mother, I was a single mother. I was, you know, life was hard, you know, I'm doing music, but gigs I wasn't getting and, you know, I couldn't afford to do loads of stuff. I couldn't afford to pay my, you know, my loans. At that point, I was still paying, you know, working and paying.
Mm.
But I had to stop. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. So I was like, where's that guitar? And I wrote the song called Oh, Yeah, Oh, Yeah, Oh, Yeah. It's like, what can I do? I can't put this on the side.
Yeah.
I really need to deal with this because this is just...
So it
it's
is...
somebody help.
So is Oya it's Oya kind of like a cry for... Is it?
It's yeah, it's like, cry for help.
Yeah. I'm liking these words.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I kind of feel like they do what they say.
They do.
They do what they say. I'm liking it. Let's play Oya, Oya, Oya from Adira Adira. And, yeah, by the way, I'm gonna do the promo bit here.
Yeah.
So basically, all of Mim's albums, £8 on Bandcamp, of which there's at least 10 or 11 tracks, and there's also you can buy the whole lot for £41, which is 8 albums for £41. That's good, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you ever do vinyl or CDs or anything like that? There
is vinyl on Sibure. Sibure album is vinyl. Dungi, we only have. Newly and Mengi on vinyls.
Yeah.
It's a cost. It's a cost.
Yeah.
could ask you what we were just talking about your intentions behind the track, and then what happens when Maurice gets his hands on it.
I could sort of write, for example, I would my writing Zouk style or Calypso style or, you know, some other styles that I know. And when I get to Maurice, you know, it will be produced to a funky style or
you said
Shalimar, yeah. Shalimar style.
Yeah.
Instead of like bring me that soca woman to boogie boogie. We got the Shalimar.
And we were just talking about as well about sort of remixes and being offered sort of guest slots on kind of certain productions, and you were saying that you kind of you have to be there and you have to feel it. And
I have to be there. I feel really, you know, saying no to somebody, because it's always a pleasure to be asked, but not always the right thing to do. And I really like to just be in the studio with that person,
yeah,
to actually, like, you know, get our energy to create together. I prefer that very much, you know, because then we know exactly what. The energy is not wasted, because you could be doing this, going to the studio, wasting 2 days, 3 days, some money, whatever. You send the recording back, people don't like it, it doesn't work, it's not, there's no energy in it, there's no process in it.
Yeah.
It's just, when people like that, you know, they just want your voice, they just want this instrument, it's not to collaborate with you, so...
Yeah.
There's a difference, because if they don't want you, they don't want you. They want that voice.
Yeah.
If they want you, they will come and find you.
Okay, should we dip into another album?
Mm.
Go on, you choose.
Okay, we'll go to Kawaida.
Kawaida, is that... We're going back.
The top of Adela. There.
What?
That one. The big face there. Yeah. above the big face.
Okay,
that's
so
not my big face.
Yeah, someone's painting you there.
Yeah, okay. That is an artist from Colombia.
Okay,
that we did some work for Beyond Skin in Northern Ireland.
Right. Okay.
Working for young people, vulnerable young people who've gone through wars and stuff. He does a lot of charity work. He's a great artist, and yeah, commissioned him to do me one of his styles of
beautiful.
The album cover. Yeah,
beautiful. How important is the politics and activism to your work and who you are and, I don't know, the approach you take to music?
I mean, we can't help it, but politics is all around us, especially like in where I come from and here. I mean, we just all, it's constant, you know, so we can't avoid politics. But yeah, unfairness. I hate unfairness.
Mm.
I will fight for unfairness. All the way, and bullying, every day to life. And I always think about encouragement, believing you. You know, you're unique and you're you, and there's nobody like you.
And have you had, from other Swahili speakers, have you had sort of people get in touch about those messages and about...
They just go to Lea. No, some of them are like...
Mim, I was trying to go on a deep one there.
No, they do. And the thing is, it's almost like... Zanzibar Swahili is very different to Tanzania Swahili, to Uganda Swahili. And the dialect is so different. So it's never been the kind of dialect that I sing in, that I speak in, that I, my heritage is. Nobody's ever done this kind of thing before. Right. Ever. So it's something else. It's on its own. It's standing alone at the moment in the world. And they are just really, they're surprised that the way I just put those notes, or the way this, the rhythms are put together, they just can't fathom.
Yeah. You were saying before, weren't you, about when sometimes you turn up to the studio with a 160 rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That needs to be made into a 125.
Yeah, no, we go for. What? It's like, what? We're going to sing? I'm like, yeah. In Africa, have you not seen people just going with I don't know, it might be in South America as well. You're just on the road with like tins and. Pam never stops, baby. And people are singing, it can be as fast as for the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. Right, what are we gonna play from here?
Okay, so I don't know what you're in the mood for. Do you want a dancey one or you want a soft one?
Let's have a dancey one.
Okay, go for Zynga.
Right, listen, this is one I don't need a translation for. There's one called Pressure Cooker. I don't know if that's Swahili or not, but I know what I'm
saying. It is Swahili, Pressure Cooker.
Yeah, that's what happens when someone's got a lay in you and you're like, this has turned into a pressure cooker.
Yeah, too much pressure.
Too much pressure. Yeah, sorry, which one will we play?
Well, you want to play Pressure Cooker?
No.
You might as well go for Pressure Cooker.
You chose another one.
No, I don't mind Pressure Cooker.
You don't mind Pressure Cooker?
No, like you should go for Pressure Cooker.
Since. Okay, let's go for it. Usimsumbue mwanamtu bwana hataki. Ya leo hataki, ya jana hataki, hataki tena mwanamke. Thank you. just heard Pressure Cooker from Kawaida.
Album, Kawaida.
Right, I can see where I'm going wrong here. Mm. I'm not doing the E.
Yeah, you have to pronounce all the vowels.
See, this audition for your backing vocals.
it's all right.
It's getting, we'll get there. You said you want to play, we're going to play another one off of Kawaida.
Kawaida.
By the way, if you've just tuned in, where have you been? And I've got Mim Solomon in the studio.
Hello.
I'm really glad you. I'm really glad to have you in the studio. I really enjoy having you in. And even though you might have sworn at one point, but you've also taught me some words, which is always nice and useful words as well. Mm. I'm put into practice straight away. Mm. Tell us a little bit about the music. Because you talked about the formative experience of going to WOMAD.
Yeah.
what artists growing up, what artists as you got a bit older and you sort of started going to festivals and things like that, what were the people who, not necessarily influence on you as an artist, but people who whose music you really connected with?
Mm. Donna Summer.
Yes.
Has to be my first one. Like, that was without saying Tina Turner, Chaka Khan.
I can see a theme.
Miriam Makeba.
Yeah.
They're all women, eh?
Yeah. No, it's not that. But it's like, it's the... I'm not going to get away with that one, am I? It's the power. It's the kind of, this is like, the, you know, when you, I don't know. So I'm quite a big fan of Desert Island Discs. So
yeah,
so you're
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
always
yeah.
like, oh, I yeah. can see. You start to you see the pattern.
Yeah.
Powerful voices.
Big powerful. Statement. Yeah, they were the ones I would watch and just like. But also like, I've forgotten the name. That's terrible. Cuban music, salsa music, zouk music, kassav music. We all grew up with all that sort of music. We grew up with Five Star. You grew up with
Five Star?
Yeah.
Really? Mim, this is radio. Nobody can see the moves you're doing, but they are. They're on point. Yeah. Do you remember that moment on, I don't know if you were living in the UK at that point.
Mm.
Maybe you weren't actually, but there was a kind of famous moment on British TV where somebody phoned up and was really rude to Five Star Live on air, and it was like, oof.
No, I wasn't here.
Don't matter then. You've seen it.
They were just coming back, bless them. They never made it back again.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Five Star. So, were you a big fan?
Five Star, yeah.
Like the T-shirt, that kind of thing?
I was in Zanzibar still. Disc. It was just nice to see them on videotapes in Zanzibar.
Yeah.
By the time I made it to England, Kylie Minogue was number one and Five Star was not.
Ah, so your reference anymore. Points when you arrived, your conversation.
Ah, she'll be so lucky.
So yeah, okay. So we got Five Star, Donna Summer. Yeah. What about more recently? Is there artists that you've maybe met, collaborated with? You've been at festivals, you've seen them yourself, and you've been like, yeah, they're really special.
Mm.
I put you on the spot now, and if you say no,
there's loads of inspiring artists that I would love. I would love to. Deli Sosemi.
Yeah,
I like to.
He's absolutely hilarious. I did an interview with him, and it was just.
Yeah.
I couldn't get him to be serious for like 1 minute.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love him to bits. So I would love a chance to. And our own Steve Edwards. I would love to collaborate with Steve Edwards. So Steve, we always say every year, let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So those are my two buddies. I wouldn't, from the top of my head, because there's so many. And then as soon as you say, there was like blank /blank.com.
There we go. So are we gonna play another one off of Kawaida?
If you like.
Well, no. I mean, you know, which would you? Or do you want to go to another album? Because
there's a lot, isn't there? Okay, let's go to Sibure.
Sibure.
Which is the one with the glasses, brown. There, not that one. That's this one. So Sibure.
Oh, yeah. Which is the... there's one on here. No, but you're choosing it.
No, you choose first.
No,
and then I'll go.
No, you choose first. You're the guest.
Yeah, but I'm you know. Okay, go for Kuminona.
Kuminona.
Right, okay. Number six, number seven, number eight, number eight.
Number eight, okay. Okay, tell us about that.
It's about good night out, you know, when old time fanatics, we're all getting ready to go out and dance all the good music and looking good. Them days when you used to get ready to go out, you're smelling good. Not links, you have a shower. Not smelling links here. Proper, you know, good aftershave, you know. You're sleek, you look good, you're on the dance floor with your nice gold shining shoes. And
gold shining shoes?
Well, you know, I can see you gold glittery shoes, wearing them with a glittery jacket. Don't you see yourself? And there's a night out and boogieing away, and rightly so, you deserve it because you worked really hard.
Okay, so it's about good nights out. It's about getting ready for that. Getting good ready.
And on the dance floor, I can see you on the dance floor giving it.
Yeah.
And you're smelling so nice. Yeah. And your clothes looking so beautiful. You've got this.
Mind you, in those days, everybody smoked inside, didn't they? So, like, nobody smelled nice, really.
We couldn't tell.
Yeah, we couldn't tell. We didn't care. Everyone was smelling nice on the dance floor.
On the dance floor until...
until. And, yeah, so this is Kuminora. Kuminora? Yeah. So does that mean you're smelling nice on the dance floor?
No, you're like, you know, like... sorry, no, no. When it's all something is looking good, it's looking fresh, it's filled, you know, it's like, oh yeah, this is a good apple, or this is a good piece of meat, this is a good fish, yeah.
It's coming on. Give me that coming on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can use that for food as well, can you?
Yeah. Kumenona. You'll change it at the beginning.
Yeah.
It will be. This is a Kumenona, means the environment. Kumenona.
Okay.
The place is looking on. Kimenona is a. It will be a thing, like a glass or a cup.
Yeah.
Umenona will be a person. Umenona, you look like shiny, fat, big, huge, mate. Mm.
Na kuona abo na ngara na kuona abo na ngara na kuona abo na ngara.
Okay, we've come to the last 10 minutes of the show. Ah, I've really enjoyed having you on the show. It's been great.
Thank you.
It's been great. Hopefully, it's been a good listen for people as well, rather than us two just talking nonsense and you teaching me some Swahili and me messing it up.
And you just got a layering.
And I'm just gonna lay. I knew you said gonorrhea there. That's a rude word in Spanish, that is. And you can probably do the translation yourself. Right, okay. Where were we going? We were going to...
Okay. Saba.
Saba
means seven in Swahili.
Okay. And it was your seventh album, wasn't it? So.
It's my seventh album, correct.
That's right. Okay, tell us a little bit about this album then.
So this album has got, as you can see there, me standing on a tram.
Yeah.
Again, the cover, my child designed that.
Big up to them. You paid them.
I paid them.
Of course. Yeah, just want to make that clear.
I paid you, babe. I paid you what you deserve, which is the best. Love you, my darling, Kovu. Oh. Yeah, Kovu Jah Suleiman is a designer of that.
Yeah.
And the other, Pampan and Saba. So in there, my eclectic music goes as, I love rock.
Yes, this was the one that, this was the one that was it's a bit rockier, isn't it?
Yeah, I love rock. And I really wanted to put rock in there. So I wrote,
What rock artists are the ones that you seeing as you say you love it?
I love Madness.
I love Madness.
I love Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I serve them. I used to work at the Cardiff Ice Rink.
Right.
And they used to cover...
Why?
How? When I was a... I used to live
in Cardiff. Is this when you were...
Welcome to uni.
Teaching metallurgy.
Before metallurgy.
Birmingham City. You ended up getting a job quite far away.
I used to live there.
Okay.
And they used to make it into like a concert arena. They'll cover the ice and make a concert there.
Ah, do you know, was this Kiss?
Kiss and just for Madness.
A moment, and Madness. Actually, just for a moment, I was just had this vision of like Kiss and Madness turning up to the ice ring.
Yeah.
You're there going, choose, please.
Oh, yeah. I served them sandwiches and nuts. I did their buffets. So, you know, I've had the pleasure of like hugging their hair after a shower.
did they smell nice?
Yeah.
What was that word? were they...
They were gigging. They were
no, but the word where someone smells nice and looks nice on the dance floor, were they doing that? Colder? We just played the track about 2 minutes ago.
They're smelling Wamenona.
Wamenona.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the guy for Madness still does the upside down saxophone.
I love Madness.
I can't even go around on a swing like that without feeling dizzy. You know, like
I can't even pass the park without feeling dizzy. If I see a swing going round, I feel dizzy. Yeah.
Okay, right. We've only got 7 minutes, so come on, let's pick some tunes.
Okay, yeah. So on there we'll take one tap tap. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this the rock one? Yeah.
Is this the prior one to your Pots and Pans?
Prior to Pots and Pans, yeah. It was tap tap.
Tap tap. Another kitchen incident.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just going to go straight into the next track. Right, okay, we've come to the end of the show.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And yeah, Mim's new album, Pan Pan. Don't get it twisted, it's about the sounds of the pots and the pans.
Sounds of the pots and pans.
Or the rhythms that come from everywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Is out now, and if you go to her Bandcamp page, that's where you can get hold of it.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's on all the other platforms as well.
You know, all the other fine platforms.
The other platforms. Yes. But go and check it out. It's a great album. I've been really enjoying listening to it. We'll be playing quite a few of the tunes.
Thank you for your support.
That's all
really
right.
Appreciate
that's all right.
It.
Okay. That's about it, isn't it? So thank you.
That's about it.
Would you like to say anything else?
I love you, Sheffield.
There we go. That's a good place to finish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should say, after this show, there is nothing other than the playlist, because there isn't somebody doing the slot at the moment. And then at 9 o'clock, the night train, do check out Paul and Steve. Thanks for listening.
Za kuwazima mageni yako ya kope, sasa huna hata kope. Kumbewe, 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 kumbewe.